Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker. This is the show. This is exciting. I have the best time where we get to invite exceptional individuals from our community who are doing great things to make Adams and York a great place to live. And today we have Karen Tavener with us, who's a realtor with RE/MAX Quality Services.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So, you know, when we were having one of our production meetings, we were looking at, you know, what are the different segments of the community that help support a great experience? And, you know, you have schools, you have the youth, it's very important to support our youth. And then, you know, you have leaders out in the community. You know, I think it was Mark brought up the importance of the realtors in our area to help people have the dream home, help them get their dream home. So we thought of you. So we reached out and we asked Karen to come in, and the nice thing about Karen is that she's been a realtor for 26 years. Can you talk on that, please?
Well, during that 26 years, I've seen all the highs and the lows, the market crashes in 06, 07, and 08. Now we're in a totally different markets ever since COVID. Now we have inventory issues. And now we have very high interest rates. We're back in 2020 to about 2022, 23, the interest rates were quite lower than what they are now. So it's been a challenging market, but I've been through a lot of challenging markets.
26 years of being a realtor, you've seen a lot, as you said.
Yes.
And currently, you know, rates are about 7%, is it, or?
Seven or high sixes.
Okay, all right.
And it's also based on your credit score.
Okay, and the hopes is that that will come down.
Yes, that's the hopes. We'll never see threes or fours again. I'll be happy if we get down to six, maybe high fives, but I personally don't think it's going to get lower than that.
And because there's not the stimulus to do that, or?
Yes, that, and again, it's supply and demand, and with the whole world, with everything going on, the economy in general.
COVID changed a lot of stuff up, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Yes, it did.
Which would be interesting. You were still trying to sell property during that time.
Yes, that was very interesting and very creative. I had settlements on the front porch of a settlement company in York one day. I've had them in a parking lot where I literally sat in my car and the poor settlement title person would run from car to car to get buyers and sellers and agent signatures.
Mm-hmm. Protection.
Yes.
Protection. So how do you, this, finding a home and acquiring it is a major life event.
Yes, it is.
So how do you make it flow? How do you make it easy for someone?
Well, I do have a process. When I'm working with home buyers, the first step is to get them pre-approved. I use several local lenders. I like using local lenders as opposed to an internet lender, because if we have an issue, I know who to talk to, maybe who the next person up the food chain is, whereas an internet lender, I have no access to those people. Once we get pre-approved, then I sit down and get their wish lists, what they want, what they need in a home, locations, and then we start the house hunting process. And then once we find a home, when we do inspections, I have a list of local inspectors that I use that do a good job. So they're looking out for my clients. And then from there, we schedule settlement. And I typically use local settlement companies. And then welcome to home ownership.
Welcome to mowing the grass.
Yes, and paying the bills and everything else.
But you make it easy. You make it somewhat streamless for someone who might be having their first experience of having a house?
I try to. I also work not only with first-time home buyers. I also have my senior designation, which means I'm qualified to work with seniors. And seniors are a little bit different to work with because they need a lot of hand-holding, just like a first-time home buyer. But seniors take a longer time to make a decision. So I might meet with somebody today, but it might be 2 years from now before they're finally ready to take that next step.
You know, I'm definitely a senior then, if it takes a while for someone to make up their mind. But, you know, as a senior, I mean, that's a big decision. I mean, that's all the money they've saved up, or, you know, it's a big chunk of it, and it's where they're going to spend the rest of their life.
Right, and then there's the whole issue of downsizing. I'm sure you've collected a lot of stuff over the ages, and then if you're downsizing to a smaller property, it sometimes can be very overwhelming to, you know, get rid of all your stuff.
Yes, I retired, Karen, 2020, and that was my goal, was to get rid of things that I've collected. At one point, I had a flatbed truck, and I collected logs. And with that flatbed truck, if I was driving down the road and I saw something on the side that was interesting, it went on that truck, and you know, it's probably still at the same place I put it in 2020. And I have a hard time getting rid of things, and you see that a lot then, mm-hmm. huh? All right. What advice would you give the senior that's looking for, which is asking, you know, I'm getting older. What age does this cut? 50s, 60s?
It can vary. Sometimes some people are very active in their 70s or 80s and, you know, may not want to move or may not have to move at that point. But I try to make sure I'm not just in touch with the homeowner, but maybe all the decision makers. Maybe they have children that are a part of the decision. Maybe they're moving in with a child. I mean, you have to know who all the decision makers are. And, you know, kind of go from there and then see, again, what their wants and needs are. You know, maybe they think they want another house. Well, maybe that's not the best solution. Maybe they should go into a condo. Then you don't have to worry about maintenance outside.
And especially if you're active.
Right.
If you're active, you want to be doing things. You don't necessarily want to be on a ladder.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. So it seems like you make everything intentional and strategic.
I try to, because it's more organized for everyone all the way around.
So what advice would you give the newlywed couple that is starting their life together and looking at their first home?
Well, again, definitely they need to talk to a lender to find out, you know, what their income can bear. I mean, what other debts do they have? It's not only what you're just pre-approved for, but what are you comfortable with? The lender might say, oh, you can afford a $500,000 home, but maybe you're not comfortable with that payment, even though on paper and with your assets, you can afford that, but maybe you don't want to afford that much. So that would be the first step. And then in this area, we pull listings by school districts. So if there's a special school district they want to stay into, so then I just pull homes in that particular school district. And then I ask them, what kind of style? Do you want a yard? Do you want a garage? And I have a whole list that I go through.
Mm-hmm. So school districts are a very important decision with...
Yes. Especially if you're going to have children or have children and you're changing school districts. As a realtor, I cannot tell you which school district's better than another. My job is to give you to the websites and you do your own homework and decide which best school district is for you.
And, you know, choosing a school district over another school district, it doesn't really become a matter of which one's better than the other, because all our school districts, they're strategic in making their what they have to offer the public the best it can be mm-hmm. within their system, what they have available. So it's a matter of some school districts have different programs that they offer.
Yes.
Than others, you know, it's where they're putting their focus.
Mm-hmm. So. Or if they have a child with special needs or something, then you can look at that. And then also there's the private schools as well in the area.
Well, and we have some great private schools.
Yes,
in the area.
We do.
And they're becoming stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have what the Catholic system, the DeLone, and their feeder schools, Montessori.
Yeah, we have the Montessori school. You have Vita Charter. Mm-hmm.
So, do you find that a lot of people are wanting to come into this area to live?
Yes, yes. I'm a transplant. I'm from Maryland, I know, but I've been here for 32 years.
So you've been accepted, you think?
For the most part. but I still see a lot of influx from Maryland coming here, and that's one of the reasons we came here. You could still get more house for the money here in Pennsylvania. The taxes years ago were cheaper. Now they're pretty much a wash, but also with the older generation or older set, your retirement's not taxed in PA. So we see a lot of people coming from all over, New York, you know, all over. And then also we have the new 55 plus development in Gettysburg, Amblebrook. I have a couple clients in there and they came for the amenities and again for the tax savings.
Okay. So Amblebrook, huge.
Yes, yes, huge development.
And it's filling up?
Yes.
So it has the extras that mm-hmm. attracts people?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, 26 years as a realtor. Can you share with us one of your craziest moments?
Gosh.
I mean, you dealt with people. I mean,
probably could write a book.
Uh-huh.
gosh, no, I can't think. I think of one, but that's a sad situation.
Oh, okay.
But, oh my goodness, now I can't think.
Is it hard working with people?
It can be, but I've made a lot of great friendships throughout the years. Now, actually, because I've been doing it for so long, I'm selling my children's friends' homes.
Okay.
And that's always nice. I'm dealing mm-hmm. with a nice young couple now. They're trying to sell them a second home mm-hmm. because it's multiple offers, so we'll find out hopefully tomorrow if we cut the offer. Mm-hmm. Our offer was accepted.
So we're spending time here talking to Karen Taverner, who is a local realtor with RE/MAX Quality Services. And, she's sharing some of the experiences of what you should be looking at in the whole process of going about and acquiring a home. And it seems that, Karen, over the last 26 years, your focus has really been on your customer, the person who's making that huge outlay and commitment. Other than getting a car, what would be marriage would be probably a bigger commitment than the home.
Yes, yes. They usually say buying a house, selling a house, marriage, death, divorce are your biggest stressors in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and you make it easy. And the other thing is that you're active in the community. Over the last 26 years, you've been spending time with the YWCA mm-hmm. of Hanover, Hoffman's Homes, the Gettysburg Adams Chamber of Commerce. You're currently a board member on that.
Yes.
You're part of the New Oxford Chamber, part of the Hanover Chamber. You sort of look at yourself as being the ambassador for the Gettysburg Adams Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I'm one of the ambassadors, actually.
Yes.
There's about six or seven of us. And then we go out and contact either try to get new businesses to join the chamber, and also we reach out to our existing chamber members on their like anniversary dates.
Okay, make it special.
Mm-hmm.
So why should somebody be part of the chamber?
Well, I joined all the chambers because I felt I wanted to have more tools in my toolbox for my clients. So if someone's moved into a house and they're looking for a contractor, or right now I have folks, I have their home listed and they have tenants in there and they're a bit of a hoarder. So one of the chamber members owns a junk removal business. So I put them in touch with each other. They were able to help them get rid of a lot of the tenant's stuff out of their property.
So it's a great networking tool.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. And again, you're putting your client first. You're part of the chamber so that you could have that network for your clients. And you're very active with the YWCA. You helped them in the past doing what?
Last few years, I was on their planning committee for the Women's Emerge Conference, their golf outing. I don't know if I helped with any of their other stuff. But different activities that they've had.
And why is that important to you?
I just liked helping with the events. They were good fundraising events for the community. And I really enjoyed working with the people that were involved in those events.
And you're on the planning committee for the Hoffman Home, too.
Yes, I just started. I've been attending Hoffman Homes galas for the last couple of years, and the director asked me to be a part of the planning committee this year. So we're actually revamping the whole gala. So that's very exciting. So that'll be in November this
okay.
year.
So that's in November. And the chamber, you have some annual events that you help with. You have the golf outing that they do.
Yes. I haven't helped with that yet. Not a whole lot of volunteers are needed with that event, but I help a lot with their wine.
Wine Festival,
the Gettysburg Wine Festival. Yeah, the Wine Festival in September. That's a big event, and we're always looking for volunteers for that event.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to volunteer for that event,
it's actually on the website. You can actually sign up and volunteer.
Okay, and you are very active in the community. Why is it important for you to give back?
I think it is good to give back to your community. When my children were younger, I was on the PTO, and literally I finally had to say, okay, all my children have left the building. I need to get off the PTO now.
Uh-huh.
but it's good to give back to your community that you live in and, you know, help them grow, and the community's helped my business grow. So I feel it's important to help, you know, give back to the community.
Super. So 26 years, you love what you do.
Yes, I do like it.
Do you see yourself retiring?
To be honest, I'd like to do this at least another 10 years.
Okay.
As long as I'm physically and mentally able to help clients get into their next home.
You enjoy that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, Karen, is there any advice that you could give anyone who's trying to look for a home?
First advice is to get pre-approved so you know what you're comfortable with before you start looking. And most agents will not take you out anyway to look at a property unless you're pre-approved, because it's a waste of everybody's time.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, is there anything that we should be sharing with the public watching that would make their life easier with this event other than being pre-approved that I haven't asked you?
I don't think so. I mean, and then choose an agent that works well with you. You know, personalities sometimes clash, but, you know, choose an agent that works well with you and understands what you need in your next home.
And that's part of your procedure that you shared with us already. Sitting down with the people and getting to know them and their significant decision makers and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. Super. Well, Karen, thanks for spending time with us. Is there anything you'd like to say to everybody before we leave?
No. Well, other than if I can be of help in your real estate move, my little slogan is call me before you make a move. I'd be happy to help.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do for the community, too. You're very involved with Hoffman's Homes, the YW, and all the chambers. And you're also involved in the Destination Gettysburg.
Yes, I have been a member with them for a couple years.
What do you get from that?
I've met a lot of the owners of a lot of the businesses throughout Gettysburg. And I live in Gettysburg. And I think when you live there, you kind of forget everything that's there.
Okay.
When our children were little, we used to, like for Mother's Day and Father's Day, we would pick a different part of the battlefield and tour it.
Okay.
Just, you know, because it's right there in our backyard and you forget about it. You get busy and, you know, I'm running all over the place because I'm also licensed in Maryland. So, you know, I not only serve York and Adams County, but Franklin County, Cumberland County, and then down in Maryland. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to take time to just check out your own backyard. That's why I like helping with like New Oxford Days and so forth and checking out the antiques. Well, and a nice thing with the chambers, all the chambers have mixers and they're hosted at different businesses throughout the area. So that way you can go and check out these new businesses, or they might even be existing businesses and they want to have a mixer anyway to bring the community in there.
And what you said that I'd like to just stress a little bit is the chambers do a lot for the community.
Yes, they do.
So, you know, if you're a business owner or even a community member and you want to give back and, you know, you could join or be part of the chamber and be a part of a team that's already organized and has some experience in giving back to the community in big ways.
Yes.
I mean, the parades that they have, the different events that they put on for the community. A lot of it's for kids, too, you know.
Yes.
Just make it a nice time. Okay. Well, Karen, thank you for taking this time out of your day
to
come in here and share all the things that you do for the community and, you know, sharing the process of acquiring a property. You know, and you know, the intentionality and the strategy you have behind that. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for making this a great community.
Thank you.
Very much. Thanks for watching this segment of Community Media's Open House. I hope you enjoyed our segment here with Karen Tavener, who is with a local realtor with RE/MAX Quality Services in Gettysburg. Is that correct?
I'm located in Hanover.
You're located in Hanover. Live in Gettysburg, and you know, you give back to many communities, not just Hanover. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Until we have another person coming in here, it's doing great stuff for our community. Stay healthy, and remember, you're precious. Mm-hmm.